to take this opportunity to publicly apologize to my constituents and to the Assembly.
Haynes Assembly member makes a public apology. The debate continues over ski tour GPS data, and stamps and unemployment both rise a bit. I'm Adam Richard. This news and more up next on the KHNS Local News. The mayor of Haynes addressed the Assembly and audience on Tuesday night at the Borough Assembly meeting in regards to her involvement of purposefully disconnecting a phone line on Assemblyman Norm Smith at the January 10th Assembly meeting. Smith was teleconferencing in from Mexico and due to phone systems was being disconnected every 15 minutes. At one point, Smith made a vocal outburst of sorts in regards to SEBA and GPS data. Smith continued to make interruptions in the meeting. After being disconnected at one of the 15-minute intervals, Mayor Stephanie Scott stood and walked over to the phone jack on the wall and unplugged the phone line, essentially excluding Smith from the meeting. After objections from some of the Assembly, a short recess, a personal call to Smith, and an apology, Smith was again allowed to join the Assembly via the phone. Mayor Scott began her report by reviewing the rules governing conduct by the Assembly. In summary, Assembly members are required to respectfully address the presiding officer. Members will only speak to the subject under debate and will only refer to other Assembly members respectfully. Members will not interrupt each other. And that the mayor has the right to call to order any member who violates any of the Assembly rules. Scott went on to say this.
Therefore, it is only fair that you know what the chair regards as disrespectful and inappropriate reference to personalities. I will call to order any speaker who uses vulgar language or who uses euphemisms for vulgarity, and any speaker who attacks the reputation of another Assembly member or community member. We are here to work on solutions to problems, and personal attacks don't contribute to solutions.
Scott also said that should she overstep her authority, any member of the Assembly may appeal her decision. The appeal is not open for debate, but does require a vote. She said that sometimes in the heat of an uncomfortable situation, the procedures are forgotten. She then turned the floor over to Norm Smith.
I would like to take this opportunity to publicly apologize to my constituents and to the Assembly members and to the clerk and to the mayor and the manager for my inappropriate conduct and comments made during the January 10th meeting.
Smith went on to thank everyone who had sent cards and letters of sympathy for the recent passing of his father. In closing, Mayor Scott said on behalf of the Assembly, she gratefully accepted his apology. The debate continued in Haynes at Tuesday's Assembly meeting over whether or not SEBA's and other ski tour operators' GPS information will be considered confidential. Mayor Stephanie Scott opened the public comment for the first public hearing of the ordinance, and SEBA co-owner Nick Trimble stood to address the Assembly.
Just a couple of quick things, just so people understand why we call our data proprietary. In these vast mountains that we operate in, when you think of things in terms of each mountain, only each mountain only has one safe area to ski, both ski and land. It's taken years, in fact, over a decade, to really figure out where these places are. It's actually specifically proprietary. The information actually defines who we are as a company and our ability to guide. If we just had it open to everybody, specifically our competitors, we wouldn't have a product that is exclusive. We would lose our identity as a company. We went through the heli-ski work group. It was never intended to be public information. It was the industry, and I really, some people might not remember this, but it was the industry that brought GPS to the Assembly through Pete Lapham years ago. And this is our good faith going forward. It's the most important information that we have.
The rest of the public comment was split, with some for and some against the data being deemed proprietary. The Assembly then debated the ordinance for about 15 minutes. It was pointed out that this was a time-sensitive issue with the heli-ski season looming not too far in the future. A request was made by many Assembly members to have more information on the subject be available at the next hearing. An amendment was put forth and passed 4-2 to require the borough manager to publish a monthly report to the community that will include the names of ski tour operators who are delinquent in submission of data or who violate established boundaries and whether or not tour operators are compliant with their permits. A vote was then called to move the ordinance forward to its second public hearing and passed unanimously. The Skagway Assembly met Thursday the 19th in the Assembly Chambers. Here is Misty Wiley with a summary of Thursday's meeting.
Lead dog, swing dog, team dog.
This town is going to the dogs. Or rather, this town is sponsoring a dog. Last Thursday, the Skagway Assembly used their discretion to sponsor a team dog for the Yukon Quest this year.
Is there any objection to this $1,000?
Team dog, nope.
For a team dog sponsor?
Also during the Assembly meeting, business owner Mike Healy requested a 20-minute parking zone be implemented on 3rd Avenue for access to his business. This issue was put on the agenda for the next Public Safety Committee meeting. An outdoor arts facility is getting some money to draw up some conceptual plans. $1,500 was appropriated from the administrative budget for conceptual work on an outdoor facility. The final conceptual plans for the public safety building are going to be reviewed by the Assembly this coming week. The Skagway Assembly meets again on Thursday, February 2nd, 2012. Reporting in Skagway for KHNS, this is Misty Wiley.
As of January 22nd, it now costs a penny more to mail letters in the United States. It is the first price change for first-class mail in more than 2.5 years. The price of a forever stamp is now 45 cents. Some of the other highlights in the new first-class mail pricing: letters additional ounces remains unchanged at 20 cents. Postcards have increased 3 cents to 32 cents. Letters to Canada and Mexico increased by a nickel to 85 cents. And international letters saw a 7 cent increase to $1.05. Express mail and priority mail prices remained unchanged. The overall price increase in services was capped at 2.1%, the rate of inflation. Postmaster Patrick Donahue said, "The overall price increase is small and is needed to help address our current financial crisis." There was some good news with the increase. First-class mail pre-sort mailers will get the second ounce for free. This gives companies expanded opportunities to advertise new services and products to their customers as part of bill and statement mailings, said Paul Vogel, President and Chief Marketing Sales Officer. One other change that may benefit some of Haines and Skagway's seasonal workers is the ability to now get a P.O. box for 3 months instead of 6. The Postal Service receives no tax dollars for operating expenses and relies on the sale of postage, products, and services to fund its operations. There was little change in Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rates for December, posting numbers still lower than those of a year ago. Juneau's unadjusted rate of 5% was up 0.1% from November, but remained well below the 5.8% posted last year. Statewide employment rates didn't improve with most of the nation's, but Alaska has had lower rates than the rest of the nation for the last 3 years as the worst of the recession missed the state. Non-seasonally adjusted rates rose for most of the state, normal for winter months. Skagway and the Aleutians East boroughs tied for the highest unemployment rates in the state at 26.5%, with both communities relying on fishing and/or tourism for jobs. Haines came in at 11.9%. Industries currently doing the best at adding jobs were healthcare, logging, and mining. An update on the Ocean View-Lutac road slope movement in Haines. Denali Drilling has completed 4 of 5 test holes. The last is to be completed Friday. Core samples of the materials are being collected by P&D geotech engineers and will be taken back to their labs for analysis. A P&D surveyor is continuing to set up reflector targets and survey points that will allow more accurate collection of data to study the daily movement. The surveyor is also training employees how to set up the equipment and collect data. The number for the daily update recording is 766-2256. Haines local basketball star leads University of Alaska Anchorage to decisive win against Northwest Nazarene University in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. As NNU shut down UAA's 6'9" All-American Taylor Rode on Thursday, Haines' own Kyle Fossman stepped up and led his team with a career night to an 81-64 victory. After a shaky start, Fossman started heating up about 4 minutes into the game, sinking a three-pointer. He wouldn't miss another shot the rest of the game. 37 seconds into the second half, Fossman tied his high of 19 points and ended the night with 26. "I was just hitting my shots, I guess," Fossman said. "I started off pretty shaky, and I don't know, just after the first one went, just got going." The University of Alaska Anchorage is 13-4 and currently ranked 25th in Division II NCAA basketball. Thanks to Misty Wiley for help with this broadcast. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.